Music from the vaults of hell. PCB, Psycho Comfortably, the Devil's Own DJs, Swifty on the Scepter.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
You give me that marijuana gin again.
Customized sedative.
Our vibrations were getting nasty. But why?
Swati.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
Lifty on the center.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
A human mind as bent as a bad edge.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
Of drugs, are we?
Once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Hello, welcome to PCB Radio. Today's Sunday Breakdown is our first podcast that we're doing on the radio. It's going to be with Sarah Godfrey, so I hope you enjoy it.
PCB.
Police and thieves in the street. Fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police and thieves in the street.
Da 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 da
Hello and welcome to PCB Radio. And this is our first podcast that we're doing, and we hope that we're doing some more. The first one is by Sarah Godfrey, so she's going to introduce herself now.
Hi Chris, yes, I'm a cannabis activist, researcher and herbalist who uses functional nutrition and herbal medicine to stay in remission and keep alive, basically.
Thank you very much, Sarah. These next two songs were also selected by Sarah, so I hope you sit back and enjoy them all, and we'll catch you back very soon.
PCB.
How long have you been using cannabis, and was this for recreational medical purposes, and when did you start to understand the difference between them?
Well, to me, there is no difference between medical and recreational. There is just cannabis. I started using it 31 years ago when I was 17, when my Crohn's disease started, because it was the only thing that worked on my symptoms. I started smoking it in joints with tobacco, but very quickly went on to neat pipes and hot knives. So yeah, to me, there's no difference between medical and recreational. That's just a divide. People who think they're taking cannabis recreationally, as far as I'm concerned, are using it for the same reasons as medical people. People who use it for medical reasons, it's just that they may be unaware of that. I mean, you could say that we're all traumatised from living in a society that's patriarchal and capitalist and in peak carbon in the middle of a climate crisis. That's an environmental crisis. It's very serious, stressful times to live in. And if people say they're just smoking to relax, maybe they're using it as an effective form of anti-anxiety at a low level they may not be aware of.
The world is sound. The world is sound.
So there's a clear lack of understanding within the community. What do you feel the community needs to know most about cannabis?
Actually, I think there's a lot of understanding in the community, but I think the problem is that there's people coming from different angles, which creates a divide. For instance, there's the medical recreational divide, which we've just discussed, which to me shouldn't really exist. But I understand that when you've got a child with severe health problems and you want that cannabis oil on prescription, obviously that's going to be priority, isn't it? Medical, the very word is because of your situation, that's obviously going to be up. There's also a lot of division in the cannabis community about the pharmaceutical industry. People want the right to grow, so do I. I can't, even if I got cannabis oil on prescription, it wouldn't work on my symptoms. So right to grow is absolute priority for me. But I also stand for people's right to have cannabis oil on prescription as well. I believe there's room for everything, and I believe the most important thing is freedom of choice. And that goes for the parent who wants cannabis oil on prescription for their child with severe health problems, and it also goes for the person who wants to grow their own for what they consider recreational use, although it's probably a low level of anxiety and stress that they may not be aware of.
With there also being issues with the pharmaceutical industry, what are the problems you perceive and what are the solutions you think we can use to solve them?
Yeah, that's a good question, because the pharmaceutical industry rules legal cannabis. That's just the way it is, unfortunately, with THC in it. That's just how things are at the moment. Pharmaceuticals, short-term, are life-saving. My life has been saved twice by pharmaceuticals. My disease is very serious. I have horrible symptoms every day, and it will become life-threatening and try and kill me again if I let it. So as far as I'm concerned, pharmaceuticals are life-saving and are necessary. The problem we have is pharmaceuticals that use long-term, and there's this horrible aspect of the pharmaceutical industry where they have business meetings saying that they want sustainable business models, i.e. cures are not profitable. This is a big problem because it means that research is centered around patents. So pharmaceutical companies, in my opinion, are currently looking for the most effective business model, not the most effective health model, and that is a problem.
Yeah, and I certainly think we've seen this with the treatment of cancers, for instance.
Music from the vaults of hell. PCB.
So could you just go over for me what you think the future of integrated medicines will be?
I believe the future of medicine is integrative medicine, where pharmaceuticals and herbal medicine are used together. There's a good example of this was earlier this year when I became critically ill and had to call an ambulance and was taken to my local hospital. I had severe symptoms, vomiting and incontinence. I was vomiting blood for at least a week, I think it was. And I spent 2 days on a trolley in the critical assessment unit, passing in and out of consciousness with pain and unable to move, really. I was pulled through from this critical state by the use of intravenous pharmaceuticals, which were antiemetics and analgesics, and herbal medicine in the form of slippery elm powder, herbal tea, and cannabis oil suppositories. These medicines worked beautifully together, and I also fasted for a week whilst I was in the hospital. You know, made a good recovery. That recovery would not have been possible without using pharmaceuticals and herbal medicine together. Another example of this is the B12 injections I have every 8 weeks on the NHS. Without those injections, due to chronic B12 deficiency and pernicious anemia, which I've had for many years, I get severe symptoms without regular injections and I end up eventually unable to talk or walk. And the combination of pharmaceutical B12 injections every 8 weeks with my protocol of cannabis oil, functional nutrition and other herbal medicines means that I stay in remission, stay as fully functioning as possible given my severe health problems. Another potential problem with the pharmaceutical approach when it comes to cannabis oil is that there is this one-size-fits-all mentality. Unfortunately, when it comes to prescription drugs, people's bodies don't work like this. We all have individual endocannabinoid system. We all react differently to different cannabinoids, and cannabis oil that might work on one person doesn't work on another. I'm a good example of this with cannabinoid plant acids, because oil, cannabis oil that has been decarboxylated and contains no THCA or CBDA, actually aggravates my symptoms of nausea and pain in my stomach, duodenum and ileum. that's just another clear example of how different people react differently to cannabis oils. I think tailored medicine is the way forward. I think the future will be cannabinoid medicines tailored to different people for different things. I mean, that's what I do now with my medicines. I make about 6 different types of cannabis oils, different ratios, different types of cannabinoids in them for different times of day and different symptoms, because we're all so individual. And that's just me. That's not anybody else. I mean, it becomes, when you add other people into that, it becomes even more complicated, because even people with genetic similarities, for example, my mother and her sister, you know, siblings, have very different reactions to one-to-one CBD to THC oil. This is due to individual differences in their personality as well as other differences in their physical health. It's a very complex area. Yeah, tailored medicine is absolutely essential, I believe.
Say no when we really mean yes. Keeping on.
massive thanks to Sarah for taking on our first podcast. You've been listening to PCB Radio, myself, Suthi and Sebser.
Music from the vaults of hell. PCB, Psycho Contemplate, the devil's own DJs. Swifty on the Sebser.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
You get that marijuana gin again.
Customized sedative.
Our vibrations were getting nasty. But why?
What's it?
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
Lithium.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
A human mind as bent as a bad edge.
Twisted brain wrong of a one-off man mental.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
Of drugs, are we?
Once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.